Some part of the philosopher remains an untouched, independent, and impartial observer. It notes the nature of things, but does not allow itself to be swept away by the repulsiveness of unpleasant things or lost in the attractiveness of pleasant ones. It is the same with his experience of persons. He is well aware of their characteristics. But however undesirable, faulty, or evil they may be, he makes no attempt to judge them. Indeed, he accepts them just as they are. This is inevitable, since being aware of his and their common origin in God, he practices goodwill towards everyone unremittingly.